Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Wilder the Better. So I'm just coming off of my spring break for my last spring break of undergrad ever. Eek, scary. And I went on a trip with my sister, and so today I thought I would discuss part of that trip with you. So let's dive in. So although our trip entailed other things, today I'm going to be talking about visiting the big house, which if you don't know what that is, or you're not familiar with college football or sports or the University of Michigan, let me tell you. So the big house is just the name for the football stadium at Michigan, and so I went on a road trip, and part of the reason that I went was to see the University of Michigan campus, and it was super fun, and it was something that I definitely have always wanted to see. I've always wanted to watch a football game there, and so although it wasn't football season, it was super fun to get to walk around that. Got a coffee that was like right by the stadium and took a lap, and it was so fun. I saw a lot of football players, and I was walking around campus, which was fun to just be like, oh my goodness, wow, that's cool. I didn't even talk to them, but it was just cool to get to experience college campus on a kind of a big university. The school I go to, I know I've mentioned it before, but it's very small, and it's a private school, and so there's not a lot of fun, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. It's also D3, and so the sports aren't great, and so it's kind of cool to get to be put on a college campus looking around at a school that's super big and has super great sports, just to kind of get to experience that, which is a little different. I think I definitely belong in that setting. I felt just perfectly comfortable on that campus. It felt like it was something I was born to be at, as cheesy as it sounds, and so it's definitely fun to get to experience that and just kind of feel that sense. It's definitely made me consider going to school there. I don't know if I would actually have the guts to do that, but it was just so cool. It gave me like the chills to be on campus because it's just, I don't know, it just made me feel a certain type of way, I guess. And so it was so fun to get to experience that, especially, like I said, it being so different than my college campus that I attend now. Like the complete opposite. It was so fun to get to experience that kind of bigger crowd, kind of get a sense of what it would be like going to a huge school like that. And Michigan isn't even, I mean, it's pretty big and stuff, but there's bigger. And so it's kind of cool to get to just pretend to be a University of Michigan college student for a day and walk around and things. There's a coffee shop right by a university that's larger by my school that me and my friend like to go to. And sometimes if it's nice out, we'll walk around and kind of, I don't know, find new study spots in that bigger setting of an environment, just because, at least for me, I know I can study better when there's more going on. I don't know why. A lot of people I know need silence to study, but for some reason, I need there to be some sort of a level of distraction in order to actually get things done. And so this location of this coffee shop is perfect because it is set on a larger college campus. And so it was fun to get to kind of compare the two large universities and just see kind of what was different about them and just compare them, even though I don't know, maybe I will go to one of them, but it's just cool to get to experience that and pretend to be a college student who goes there for a day. And so I highly recommend. It's so fun to get to just be a poser. If you're young enough to pass, I recommend. Don't do anything weird and creepy, because that's a crossing a line for sure, but it's fun to get to give yourself kind of a self-made tour of a university and just, if that is something that you're considering, which it's something I'm considering, is going to like post-grads, like master school. And so for me, getting to experience what the culture would be like by kind of being around that environment is something that's super unique and a great opportunity to get to experience. And so if you're older, sorry, but your age might have not allow you to do that, because that would be weird to see an older person on a college campus, even though there are a lot of older people who go back to school nowadays, which I think is awesome, but you know what I mean. We don't want to be creepy out there, so I'm definitely not saying that. I hope you don't hear that, but if you are considering school, I recommend not just doing a tour that the school gives you, but also kind of doing some people watching, some communication studies of how people interact with each other, kind of how the environment is, because I think that's super telling of how a college campus is. And for me, that helped a lot with seeing the University of Michigan, because not only am I a huge fan of the bigger schools, but I'm also a huge fan of that school in general, just because of their sports teams. And so I kind of had this lens of, wow, this school is awesome already. And so I definitely needed to take a step back and just be like, wait, what is the school actually like? I saw a lot of people walking alone. I wondered what that was about, if it's harder to find friends. I saw a lot of people in groups as well. There's different areas on campus, different types of vibes on the different sides of campus. And so it's kind of cool to get to be a little researcher and compare kind of the different areas of a campus, especially when it is larger, to kind of get to break down maybe what that means for the school and what it would mean for you if you're considering attending there. But anyway, enough of that. My trip. So back on that track, the trip was super fun. So we drove down, my sister and I, and we stopped at a few places before we got to Ann Arbor, but we made it there in a day and then stayed the night and explored the next day. And so that was super fun to get to just be so close to the action. Our hotel was so close to the stadium and things like that, and so it was super fun to get to drive in and see that and then get to actually explore it as well. I think it's a very unique opportunity to get to just travel and experience different things, and this was probably one of my favorite trips that I've been on in quite a while. And so, and it was such an easy, fun trip. Like, it was literally just a road trip, which was so fun. Get to talk and hang out. We listened to an audiobook on the way down, and that was so fun, and just music and talking and things like that. And so it was such a pure fun trip, and it's so easy to just make the most of something even if you aren't there for so long. I think our trip was maybe 4 days, 2 nights, and we didn't stay in Ann Arbor the whole time. And so it's just, you can make the most out of a 4 day, 2 day trip. And so I think that that's something that I definitely learned, is you don't have to go on a crazy long vacation to enjoy yourself. And so if you're feeling like you don't have enough time to escape your schedule, I recommend just going on a little short trip, even if it is just a road trip. We definitely could have flown if we wanted to, but I enjoyed just kind of having the time to have conversations, because, well, when I'm at school, I feel like I don't really have time just to sit and chat with my family like I like to, and so it was fun to get to have that time with my sister, for sure. I think one of my favorite things about being at the University of Michigan was walking around the stadium. We went to, like I said, a coffee shop before, which, shout out to the Drip House, I think it was called. It was so cute. The coffee was so good, and it just really set the vibe. When I was looking at what I'd want to do in Ann Arbor, I really wanted to go here to this specific coffee shop because it was just so cute. And I'm kind of like a coffee shop connoisseur. I really like visiting and just looking into different coffee shops. I think it's such a fun thing to just get a cup of coffee at some random coffee shop. And so it was so fun because it was like the best of both worlds. I got to go to a cute coffee shop that's new and exciting, but at the University of Michigan? What? And it was literally right across the street from the stadium. And so we had gotten this coffee that tasted really good, and we took a lap and just went for a little walk. It was raining in Ann Arbor, which was not the most fun, but it luckily wasn't like downpouring at that time. But I did have to get a sweatshirt, which, oh no, shoot, another Michigan sweatshirt. Just kidding, I'm very excited about it. But it was definitely, I knew it was gonna rain, but for some reason I didn't think to wear weather appropriate outfit. So thankful that the bookstore was open. But it was so fun to just get to walk around. It was like under construction or something. I don't know. They were doing like some sort of something to this stadium. And so there were a lot of those little like cat machines that were doing who knows what. And then we also drove by the hockey stadium, which looked way different on the outside than I thought. For some reason, I'd never seen the outside, and it looks not like a hockey rink at all. So that was fun. But it was just the perfect time to just go for a walk. It had just stopped downpouring, and it did later, but it was kind of misting, but it was like perfectly like not humid. It was just perfect. It made me feel so happy to just get to walk around with a cup of coffee, like looking at this football stadium that I've always wanted to see, and it was so fun. And then when we got to main campus, it was a whole other story. It was so cute, and everybody just seems like so nice and like vibey, and I don't know. So I'm from Minnesota, if you are listening and you don't know that, and everybody here is like genuinely, well, okay, maybe not genuinely, but most of the time people are nice. At least they act like it on the outside. And so at my school, people just say hi to you, and you might have never seen them before, and they'll just smile and be like hi, and then you do the same thing back, because that's just the culture of like kind of the state, but for sure my school. And I understand that that's like an ideal world, and that's not the case for every university, especially one that's so big. But I was so shocked that people were so nice seeming at this school. It's just because, like, I don't know, it's not, I'm not familiar with the culture of the campus, and so it's so different and unique that this school as well just had so many people who were just so nice. Like, they minded their own business, like, they weren't like trying to say hi or like stare at you, but like if you look and they look, they would be like, oh hi. And so I don't know, it was just so cool to get to experience that in a different state, because like I said, I feel like I have kind of a skewed kind of sample just with the state of Minnesota just being like kind of known for being nice, and then my school for sure just being smaller, everybody saying hi, and like know that that's not normal. So maybe that school at Michigan as well is kind of just unique in that, but it was super nice and surprising, like a good surprise that people were so nice and genuine seemingly. It could also be because I had like a huge smile on my face because I felt like I had finally made it in life that I was at this school. And I know that that sounds so dumb, but I've always wanted to go, and so it was such a fun, like I was just in my element, I was having my moment. And so the whole time I was a little bit like, yay, woohoo. And so maybe I was just a weirdo who was smiling and saying hi to people and they were doing it back and I didn't even notice. But I do think that there was definitely some for sure that were just super nice. And also, I know I mentioned this before, but I was so surprised that there were so many people like walking alone, and that's something that my school doesn't really have. It's just, again, another cultural difference is people don't walk alone. It's mostly in groups, and I think that is just because of the size of the school. Like, you generally have bigger friend groups, and I guess at a school that's maybe so big, it's harder to walk with people if the campus is so spread out. And so that was something that was different that I didn't necessarily expect, and it doesn't even really like mean anything. It was just different than what I thought. But overall, I really enjoyed visiting. The drive was very long from where I live. It was like 10 hours, and then we made some stops, so it was like over 10 hours of driving, but it was definitely worth it. I definitely recommend staying in a hotel and visiting the next day so you're not like crabby or anything. But it was so fun to get to finally do that. It's been on my want-to-do list, my bucket list, for quite some time, and so I feel like I'm making a dent in my bucket list. Maybe I should do another episode about what's left on it, but lately I've been checking off a lot of things, and so that's another one that's checked off. So if you are near Ann Arbor, or if you've always wanted to go as well, I recommend going. Even if there's like there wasn't even an event going on campus, it was just, we just happened to plan a trip and whatever. But if you go in the summer or the fall, I guess, where there's like a football game, it's so, I recommend it, because even without the culture of it's a game day, it was so fun and so exciting. And again, partly through the lens of me always wanting to go there, I think, for sure. But I really enjoyed it, and I'm pretty sure my sister did too. She was going to be on this episode, but it just didn't work out, so sorry to tease that there was a guest and there wasn't. My apologies. But we'll have to record another episode about the rest of our trip, because we visited also University of Madison and Milwaukee. So maybe we'll cover that in a later episode. But for now, this episode is just full of my thoughts on Ann Arbor and the University of Michigan. And yeah, I will say, I was a little disappointed because the hockey players were in Minnesota like the next day that we were there, and so we didn't see any hockey players walking around, and so it was kind of sad. We were there and they were in my state, kind of near where I'm from, and so it was too bad. We kind of crisscrossed, but the chances of actually seeing them were low, but I did see a few football players, so that's cool. Anyway, I hope you have a good week. And I will catch you next week with a new episode. hope you had a great weekend. If you have spring break coming up, I hope you have safe travels, fun plans, and I will catch you next week. Bye!